If I go, I'll go Monday morning, 10 o'clock flight, 10:40 a.m. flight. I have to be there by Tuesday morning.
You send an email or something, yeah?
Yeah, I just may not go, but only because I feel very run down. So then maybe I should go for a vacation. But then you run into the 9 days. So I could come back right away. But if I come back right away, it won't be a vacation. So I should stop and go for the bris, but I'm feeling very run down. On the other hand, if I don't go, it's an admission that I've become an old man, which I don't want to do. So I'm probably going to end up going just to prove to myself that I'm not old. Probably. That's you know, like a woman is very vain about her looks, so a man is very vain about his koichus, about his age. So I know how old I am, and like, it doesn't really dawn on me how old that is, but I still feel like a kid. I act like a kid, but that's a different story. So I feel like young, but then this is the first time I think that I can remember that I'm saying I have no koyach to go. That's terrible. On the other hand, it's not that I have no koyach. I'm really run down.
Can't grab these miles and go business class?
I wouldn't forget it. What business plays? My problem's not the plane ride. I don't have a problem with
Maybe
the plane
it's the
ride.
Simon, that you've acquired so much Torah that you've become weaker.
Maybe. Halavai. Halavai. It's not the plane ride. I don't mind the plane ride. I love the plane ride. There's no phone. Phone can't ring. I get a lot of work done usually. And I make sure I get an aisle seat. My travel agent knows I don't have an aisle seat. I don't travel. So that's my business class. I have an aisle seat. I could. Okay, let's learn. Also, we have to choose what to learn here. So the Shmaitza, have I been recording all of this? The MP3 was stolen from me, and some imposter was talking on it for the last 2.5 minutes. So please ignore everything you've heard the last 2.5 minutes. Okay, it's Thursday night. We're learning Shmaitza now. It's Chav Beis Tammuz, and we're learning Shmaitza Gimel, Perek Tesvov. And the Shmaitza is very strong that the Bach is right. But now there's a question that the Bach is right. When you have a Sufik in Shechitas, you have a Cheska Sheno Zavuach, it's Mamish treated like a Nevela Mamish, it's Matame Bamasa, it gives off Tuma like a Nevela. So what are you going to do Kisi Hadam Mi Sufik for? It's a Nevela. So the problem is that there are Gemaras, there's a Gemara about Cheresh Haita Vakotan, that Shecht. So Rav Meir says their shechita is treated like a nevela because most of the time they mess up the shechita. But Rabbanon say it's a suffix. So ding, a light bulb goes on in the head. If it's a suffix, so then they should end up saying the same thing as Rav Meir, that it's a nevela. If the Bach is right, so what do you mean it's a suffix? So fine, let it be a suffix. So what? So chazaka, right? So the Shmaitz, actually Tosfos asked that kasha. And Tosfos says, it's a very weird thing, that there's a suffix if there's a rove this way or a rove that way. So that's the suffix. For the purposes of tonight, or at least at this point in the Shmaitza, so let's just accept that it's possible such a thing. That you have a suffix which way the rove is, even though we're talking about a Ruba de Lesser, come on. So we're talking about a rove Beteva. So it's not that mistaver that there would be such a suffix. But if there is such a suffix, so that means I have a suffix. That means there's a tzad, there's a rove, that the shechit is good. So the rove is good against the chazaka. So the chazaka has to be irrelevant because there might be a rove wiping it out. So I can't use the chazaka. That's what it seems the Shmaitza learned. It seems that that's what Tosfos is saying. That's how I would learn in Tosfos. And that's what the Shmaitza learned in Tosfos. He then asks Akasha,
why does a suffix rove need a chazaka? Only a rove needs a chazaka.
Right.
Why is a suffix rove?
Because it's because there might be a rove. It's a suffix. It's not a suffix rove. It's a suffix if you have a rove. So you might have a rove. So how can you use a chazaka? You want to use the chazaka lekula. You want to use the chazaka to say you don't have to make kisui hadam. So you can't use a chazaka because there's at least a chance that it's been knocked off its perch through the rove.
It's
not a Suffolk rove. It's a Suffolk if there is a rove. There might be a rove. No.
That's also a Suffolk.
That's right, but I wouldn't put it that way. Because it's a different rove. It's the opposite rove. It's the opposite.
But they seem to know there's a rove here. We just don't know which one it is.
That sentence, there's a rove here, we just don't know which one it is. I can't say that sentence about the two roves are exact opposites of each other. It's a mirror image of each other. They most of the time mess up, they most of the time do good. So what do you mean there's a rove, you just don't know? They're two completely, it is. There's a suffix which way the rove is. The chazakah is used when you have a suffix. That's when chazakah is used. But if your suffix, let's say a person has a suffix, if there's a chazakah here or not, can he use the chazakah? If he's not sure if he has a chazakah, so he can't use it. Can he use it lakula if he's not sure if it's here? So saying that maybe there's a rove is the same as saying maybe there's no chazakah. Remember, you want to go the cooler. You want to say you don't have to do kisui adam.
I'm supposed to explain both sides. It says if it's rove to tanin, so chazak is not shy if it's rove to chazak and rove adis. And he says if it's the other way,
if it's the other way, then it's an avela taka. You don't need the chazaka. You don't need the chazaka. If it's rove, then it's remeir. Most of the time they mess up. It's an avela. You follow rove.
So he's treating it as though he's Tosos takes it as though the. What if the rove is this way? What's going to be? What's going to be this way? Either way, the chazak is irrelevant.
Right.
Okay. And then why does it compare to Tosos?
Because it's a funny comparison. And at first glance, what's the comparison to Trey and Trey? But the more I think about it, the more I think it's a very good comparison. You have two sets of witnesses, and you have a chazaka. Once again, let's follow even the line of reasoning that you're using. If those two Adam are saying the truth, you don't need a chazaka, because you have two Adam. And if the other two Adam are saying the truth, then you can't follow chazaka, you have Adam saying against the chazaka. So it's always the same. Very beautiful. I never thought that's a funny way of looking. Normally, if I say by Trey or Trey, you don't follow Chazaka, it's explained this way. Two Adim are the most powerful force in the world. Trey or Trey is your classic case of the immutable force meeting up with the immovable object. Trey or Trey, you have the two strongest forces in the world clashing. So with Chazaka going to stick in its head, it's like, you know, two elephants are fighting, and then the mouse comes and says, here, let me be machriya. The mouse is a joke. We have two elephants fighting. You have two witnesses against two witnesses. What's Chazaka? That's how I always understood not following Chazaka. The way Tosus makes this comparison, it's like a different mechanics, very interesting mechanics. It's two Adim, if either you don't need the chazaka or you don't have it. Not normally you say when these two guys are fighting, chazaka is it's a joke to let chazaka resolve the dispute. It's two elephants fighting. What's the mouse going to resolve the dispute? It's going to throw in a punch. You already have the two elephants batting head to head. What's the mouse? Okay, that's called Trey Commandalesa.
So is it rove like that? Is
rove
against the
rove? No, but Tosfos is comparing it to Trey or Trey, where you don't follow Chazaka. I mean, the Schmeitz, I'm sorry. Then he's. What do you want? It's a very, very interesting way of looking at a din that by Trey or Trey you don't follow Chazaka. Normally, it's. You don't look at the mouse throwing a punch when two elephants are locking horns. The Shmaitz is looking at it with this same dynamic as Tosfos, that, what do you mean trey trey? If these two Eidim are telling the truth, you don't need Chazaka. And if these two Eidim are telling the truth, they've wiped out the Chazaka. Very interesting way of looking at it. That's all. I don't think it's fair. I think it's logical.
What is he gaining?
The Shmaitzer. What do you care? What do you want for the poor Shmaitzer? He's giving you another case like that. He's saying we're seeing Tosfos, and Trey Trey is also like that. You find a similar reasoning by Trey Trey.
The Mefarshim say Trey Trey works because 2 against 100 doesn't help. If 100 Eidim on one side, it doesn't help.
That's what I just told you.
Say, right?
Classical way to understand it is that the mouse throwing the punch has no meaning. Two elephants locking horns. That's like the ones that explain, just like if you had 2 witnesses against 2, or if you had 2 witnesses against 100 witnesses, it would still be even Stephen. So why is a Chazaka better than another 98 witnesses? That's not how, if the Shmaitzer would be understanding it that way, there would be no comparison to the way he's explaining Tosfos. So why are you, well, don't worry about it. That's how the Shmaitzer understood the din.
That's very different. Another 98 witnesses is part of one comment. So they all got knocked off. But here it's a whole separate koa. Chazaka is not part of.
We're not learning the sugi of Trey Trey. The Shmaitzer is not. We certainly don't have to worry about it because the Shmaitzer is not understanding Trey Trey that way. Okay. Now the Shmaitzer deals with the Mandioma that by Trey or Trey you would theoretically follow Chazaka. What's the Svaro?
Dimyon gets him into trouble. Dimyon brings up a problem. Because it's a matter of why that they knock each other out, you get Chazaka.
Yeah, that's and even he likes his comparison so much that he even makes a kasha out of it. And even according to the Mandi Yomar that you do follow Chazaka. And now, what would be the reason to follow Chazaka? What happened to all these great svaras we just said? So we'll go back and say, because the nature of Chazaka, it's like judo. The weakness becomes the strength. Because Chazaka doesn't tell you anything really, it just tells you what to do. I'm stuck. So boy, oh boy, are you stuck by Trey or Trey. So Chazaka could tell you what to do. Chazaka is not clarifying what happened. If it would be a clarifier, then indeed we'd go back and say, how can you clarify when there's Trey or Trey? You can't clarify. But since it doesn't clarify, so there's a tzad, you go bust the Chazaka.
So Chazaka could be stronger than a rove in Trey or Trey? It's because a rove would clarify, and we could say it's irrelevant when you have Trey or Trey. Chazaka is not clarifying.
Right.
Okay. No, I'm just clarifying for myself.
Yes. So therefore, here also, if you have two a suffix of which rove is operative, so the mitzvah you don't know what to do, so maybe the Chazaka will direct you what to do. The mitzvah is bothered. But he's saying no. Because he says another chiluk. He says he compares the suffix of the two robes to a sfeik of the dina. Now, he comes up with this principle, which he now elaborates the principle, and at the end of his proving the principle, he comes back and says, so our suffix, which rove is operative, is like this din I'm about to tell you. But now he goes off on a tangent now, and he's going to be talking about a certain principle. Then he'll bring it back and say that we'll extrapolate that principle and we'll use it over here. Now, the principle is following Chazaka in a sfeika de dina. In other words, following Chazaka, when the suffix is, how do we pass it? Let's read a little more. The Chaygavna, the Safkul Uberov Maaseyen, okay, this is I don't want to go into this now. This is what he's going to bring it back to. That this suffix of which is the operative rove is similar to a sfeik of the dima. I don't think it's a sfeik of the dima. It's not a suffix. Stand on the rooftop and scream. It's not a suffix and din. It's a suffix which rove is true. It's like a suffix and din, which we'll see why. But it's not a suffix and din. It's not a suffix how we paskin. It's a suffix which is the correct rove, which is true. Is it true that on most rainy days people stay inside the house? Or is it true that on most rainy days people go outside to enjoy the rain? Enjoy the raindrops falling on their heads.
I agree, I hear with the Rav Star, but he says that
it's a okay, you figure out why it's a sfeik of the dina, and I'll give you $100 if you explain it to me. Why are we talking about this? It's so not relevant. You say it is a sfeik of the dina, I say it's like a sfeik of the dina. Totally not relevant. Fine, you want to say it is a sfeik of the dina, I'm very happy for you. Very happy for you, so it is a sfeik of the dina. As long as you don't ask me how it's a sfeik of the dina, I'll be happy.
Let's just see what this says.
You can say what you want.
Right? What does the Shmaisa say?
You can call your grandfather your grandmother. He's not.
Let's see what the Shmaisa says.
He may turn it into a sfeik of the dina. He may say it's really totally in the machlokes Ritva and Rashba. Maybe. If he ends up saying that, then it's a sfeik of the dina. If he shows that the suffix of whether or not most of what they do is messed up, or whether most of what they do is good, is totally in a machlokas rishonim, so I'll be very happy, and I'll say it's good, it's a sfeik of the dina. Anyway, it's not relevant. Why are we talking about this? Let's understand sfeik of the dina. When it comes to Tosfos Perek Cheskes Abatim, this is all based on the Tosfos in the third parak of Bava Basra. The Ramaskil Hilchasot Karaba Ba'ara. The Hilchasot Karav Yosef Bezuzay. There's a machlokes in din if a person has a certain ne'emonis to taina, a certain taina in bezin. Let's try to get away without going into what the machlokes is. Not Nogeya, Tuchora. But Nogeya is that it's Machlokes Rabba and Rav Yosef, Machlokes. Now, the Gemara is not sure how to paskin. So the Gemara, in effect, says you follow the Muchzik. So therefore, we paskin like Rabba by land, where the muchzik is the previous owner, and we pass through like a b'yis by zuzi, which is money, not real estate, but chattel, as it's called, because then he's the muchzik. So if they have the same sichsuch, you can have different psukim, because really, we don't know how to paskin. So we're following whoever's muchzik in the money. So Tosfos says, Sakasha, that's a story in Ksubis. The guy's name was Bar Shatya, very unfortunate choice of names, because it sounds like the word Shaita, and that's how he was. This is a classic case where he was at times a Shaita, someone that's legally insane, legally and halachically insane. So he was sometimes a Shaita and sometimes wasn't. And there was a pattern, you knew for sure, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And then he sold land, and of course, then the other people came, and then the people that bought it claimed he sold it when he was of sound mind. And the Yorshim, I think, came and said he sold it when in his bouts of depression, in his bouts of insanity, I should say. So, it was Trey. He ended up with two pairs of witnesses against two pairs of witnesses. And the Gemara says we award the karka to Bar Shatya, because he's the Bar Kama. Yeah. Stop here. It's really very complicated. Now we get either a day.